I think it is a hard earned point. You know, I think we were taken aback by the start. I think it's a defensive error between Max and Jack. I think it's stuck in between either Mac picking Matty Taylor up or not. And I think both have just said they think both have done it, and they've obviously not done it. But when you see Ixford score after 3 or 4 minutes, and we go back to here a couple of years ago when we were 3 down and no time at all, then we've learnt a lot of lessons from then. And I think we showed a lot of resilience. I don't think Jamie said, he said one save of naught when the boy jumps into him near the end and heads it out of his hands, which is a foul, but the referee doesn't give it. But I thought we showed good character to be a goal behind so quickly. Alan McDonald is a great strike, and yet they have a tendency to sit off the game when they get 11 men behind the ball, and they did that and it broke to Mac, and it's a really good strike. I think second half you always expect Oxford to have a bit of the ball. Apart from the one where he's headed out of Jamie's hands, I don't remember too many opportunities that they've really created that we shouldn't be dealing with. And I'm really disappointed with the referee today. I think it's a handball right at the death. I think Carl Dempsey, as Johnny Kindy, should have perhaps played the ball quicker, sooner, a bit more pace in it. I think Carl then goes on to it and actually finishes. I think then he slips. There's a couple of ricochets. The boy's in all fours on the ground. I think it's a handball. I think it's a clear penalty not given. But we weren't going to get that today when I looked at the overall decisions of the referee. I just said to him there I was really disappointed with the lack of fouls given to my strikers, particularly for Dean Oliver. He's got absolutely battered every time the ball's gone up to him, and he's not. I think he's probably had a couple of fouls in the whole game. I think midway through the first half, that's when we started to win the second balls. If you're not winning the second balls away at the Kassam, you're going to have a long day or a long night. We started to win the second balls, and that's when we scored. We had our best period. And from that point of view to half time, I think the game stagnated a little bit. And then second half, you always know they're going to have a bit of ball. But, you know, we could have sat with our shape, you know, on a 4-3-3, dropping them in and making it more difficult. But we try to offensively win the game, don't we? We bring John McKinney on for a bit of power and a bit of pace. And the one opportunity he gets is right at the end. And I think if John opens up the way he can do, then it would have been a real problem for them. So, but it's a hard third point. It's in the disappointing thing. There's no beating Charlton. We should have beaten Charlton in that second half. Should have beaten them comfortably. And if we had 4 out of 6, it would have been a really good week for us, because this is a tough place to come.